This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. My name is Franziska Italy, and I am your host for today's episode. And what I will share with you today is some behind-the-scenes epic ninja tricks on how to create really great content marketing. So I will share with you the 5 steps to go through to create your content marketing plan, and also a few little ninja hacks that we use here at Basic Bananas to help us create really good content. Hi there, and welcome back. Now I'm going to share with you how to craft your very own content marketing calendar. And what I will also share with you is actually a little bit of behind the scenes of how we do this here at Basic Bananas, also across our other companies, the Business Hood, which you might know is our branding agency, also Ocean Lovers, one of our other companies. So we use the strategies that I'm about to share with you across every company that we run personally, or with our team, I should say, and also, of course, with our members. So our members of our Clever Bunch and our Genius Bunch at Basic Bananas, they get the frameworks that I'm going to share with you right now. So first off, why content marketing? Well, maybe first off, even what is content marketing? So content marketing is basically when you use really good content. Mostly it's your own content, or of course you can also hire someone to help you create content. When you use good content to get your message and most importantly, your business out there. So it's basically using content to market. So rather than just throwing sort of big call to actions and expensive ads out there, we're using content in different variations, in different formats to get people interested. And why this is such an effective strategy now more than ever is because when you publish content, and I will share with you the different formats in a minute, you demonstrate your expertise. So when you're publishing your own content, people will see you as the expert in your niche if it's good content. It also helps you build authority, and also it helps you educate your market. So if you are in a space where you feel like maybe your market needs to be more educated about a certain thing, it could be in a health space, but it can be in any space. If you're in the building industry, maybe there are certain things that your market needs to be educated on because maybe they need to be educated on the different materials that should be used or the different, some sacred geometry. I have one of our customers. She is out there educating the market. She's an architect on sacred geometry. It's her passion, it's her niche, it's a really good niche. And so she's with her content, she's educating the market on sacred geometry and how to use that when building buildings, basically. And so it helps you educate your market. Also, it helps you connect with your prospects, it helps you connect with your clients, it builds credibility. Again, when you have really good content out there, it builds your credibility. People will want to come back to you. Also, it helps you build trust with your customers, and it engages with your prospect customers, future, past, or current customers. And lastly, also, of course, Google loves content. So when you have a website, and hopefully you're listening, you're a business owner most likely, hopefully you have a website. And when you have a website, it's really important to add fresh content on a regular basis because Google loves that. Google loves when there's fresh content and it will help you with your Google ranking, which of course is quite important. Now, some listeners might think now, oh, but I really don't like creating content. I don't like writing, for example, or, maybe you even think I don't want to write or don't have time to write. That's fine. You can outsource some of these things also. And also, there are different formats of content creation. So there's the articles that most of us know, so that those are blog articles, written format. But there's also video. We have, of course, also, we use all the different channels because we're teaching marketing here at Basic Bananas. So we always walk the talk. Otherwise, we can't teach it. We only teach what we also do. So we only teach things that we have trialed ourselves. So we use all the formats. So written is one. Then we also have video. We have a channel actually on YouTube. You can check it out. It's called Basic Bananas TV. Got a weekly video that comes out, a short video that is really helpful, again, for small companies. And there's also audio, the audio format, which is what I'm doing right now. So audio could be podcasts like this show here. And we definitely find podcasting very beneficial because a lot of people nowadays listen to podcasts. It's quite easy. You can subscribe on iTunes or on the podcasting app, whether it's on your iPhone or it's a different phone. You have that podcasting app on most smartphones now. And podcasts are good because you can listen to them when you're doing something else. So if you're driving or doing something else, you can listen to a podcast. So audio is also a very good idea. Now, in the next episode of this show of Pick of the Bunch, we actually will share a little bit more about podcasting. So that's coming up, but that's one format. So now let's look at the 5 different steps to do really good content marketing for you to understand how to put together your calendar and also just to be effective and structured. And you know, as with anything, I'm always very adamant about having a good strategy in place before you just go out and do random things that don't tie in together. You really want to have something strong, solid in place. So step number one is decide on what avenue you want to use. So what format do you want to use? Do you want to use written? Do you want to use video? Do you want to use audio? Or do you want to use a combination of those? That's also an option. An option is definitely that you use a combination of those three: audio, video, or written. So decide which avenues you want to use. And how you decide is really you ask yourself 2 questions. One is, what are you good at? What are you good at? And also, what do you enjoy? So what are you good at? What do you enjoy? Maybe you're really good in front of the camera. Maybe you really also enjoy being in front of the camera. Or maybe you just love doing, you love talking, but you don't want to be in front of the camera. That's fine too. You do audio. Or maybe you just enjoy writing. And as I said before, you can also, of course, outsource your writing. You don't have to be the one writing all the content. You can also outsource that. Then number 2, which is one of the most challenging probably things that most business owners that we work with find, is coming up with topics. So a question we get asked a lot is, what should I talk about? Or what should I write about? Or what should I film about? So that's a question that comes up a lot. Now, it's actually not that hard to come up with topics, but we do have some ninja tricks for you here that I'm going to share with you right now. So first of all, I always have a file. I use Evernote as one of my little apps on my phone, also on my computer. And in Evernote, I have a file with content ideas. So I never run out of ideas because there's a file in there with lots and lots of different titles, ideas of content that I can create. And so now I have sort of 4 ways to come up with content. The first one is write down the questions that your customers ask you on a regular basis. So what are some of the questions that you keep getting asked by your customers? And I'm sure you will get questions about your products, about your industry, about how to do a certain thing. Write them down because those could be really good blog posts to write about. Just recently, actually, we had one of our team members, Pat. He told me, you know, a lot of people still sort of ask me about why marketing is so important and why, as a business owner, you have to understand marketing strategy. You don't have to implement everything, but why do you have to understand marketing strategy? So he said, I get this question asked a lot by talking to our customers. And so I wrote an article on that. I basically just wrote an article answering the question why, as a business owner, you must understand marketing strategy. So that's first way to think about topics. Second way is just in conversations. Because most likely, if you're a business owner, you talk to people probably all day or most of the day or at least a few times a week. You are surrounded probably by people and having conversations. Often when you have a conversation, I find when I have conversations and discussions, there are always ideas in there for content. So let me give you an example. The other night I was speaking at a business event. And after my presentation, I stuck around for another hour or so. I usually stay for a little bit in case people want to come and talk and ask me questions. And so I was there for a little bit longer. And then I had this conversation, this discussion really with a few business owners. They were young sort of startup companies that were just, you know, ready to go big with their companies. And they really were so eager. And so we had this conversation about how often we believe that it's really bad to give up. So there's this quote out there that everyone is sharing on social media all day long, which says, never ever give up. And I said to them, it's actually not very good advice, because I see so many companies that follow this principle, never ever give up. And they sort of, even though the concept hasn't been proven or the product or service hasn't been proven and it seems that nobody wants it, they still think, oh, wait, but I can't give up. But sometimes you do have to give up to change what you're doing. So sometimes you should never stop, but you are allowed to give up on something rather than bashing your head against the wall. So I had this conversation with them, and then I went home and I started writing an article just on that topic because it was fresh. If I didn't have time, I would have just put it into my Evernote and put it on the list to write later. But that was just a conversation, a discussion that I had that sparked an idea for content. So that's number two, is conversations. Number three is write down, and you might have already done this if you've listened to this show and if you've listened to previous episodes, write down all the desires and frustrations that your customers have. So write down all the desires and frustrations that your customers have that come to your mind. And then there might be some topics in there that you could write about. So it could be, you know, one article that actually a desire, frustration that most of your customers, no matter which industry you're in, have is, how do I find the perfect, and then insert your industry, how do I find the perfect architect? How do I find the perfect designer? How do I know how to choose my dentist? How do I know how to choose my plumber? Anything, really. So write down desires and frustrations that your customers have, and then maybe you can answer those in an article. So for us, of course, a lot of our desires that our customers have at Basic Bananas is, how do I attract more customers? Or how do I use video marketing? Or how do I use LinkedIn? Or how do I increase my conversions? So these are all desires. And so we can make them into articles. And every company can come up with desires and frustrations. It just takes a little bit of time. So that's number three. Number four, this one is the ninja trick here that I'm going to share with you now. This is super awesome. So now what you do is you take one of these desires, say attracting, I'm just going to use that one. Let's say attracting customers. That might be a desire that our market has. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on, I'll call them different glasses. They're metaphorical glasses, of course. I'm going to put on now different glasses to look through this same desire or frustration from a different angle. So attracting customers, one angle that I could take here is controversial. So I can make this controversial by talking about how most companies think that attracting customers, the only way to do that is they have to go and hunt. They have to go and hunt down customers. But what they really need to do is they need to attract them. So, you know, it could be, one glasses could be, what's the controversial angle to this topic? The next one could be any how-to. So seven steps, a list is the next one. So lists like seven steps or nine things or five secrets. Another angle could be how-to. So how to attract more customers. And then another angle, so different glasses again, could be mistakes. What are the top mistakes people make when attracting customers? So mistakes is another angle. Another angle could be a review of a product, so or a service. So I could, if I think about, okay, attracting customers, how about I review a tool that helps you attract customers? Let's say Facebook advertising. So I could do a review. And another angle could be an interview. You can also interview an expert on that specific topic. So you can see now how you have one topic, but you can spin it through different glasses. You can put on different glasses and take it from a different angle. And suddenly you have five or so different types of articles that you could write or videos that you could film. Now, I'm going to share with you one other thing that we do here. This is another little behind the scenes ninja thing that we do here. And that is, we actually map out monthly content. So here at Basic Bananas, what we do is we have a theme for every month. So at the beginning of the year, we sit down with our content marketing team, with our marketing ninjas, and we map out, you don't need a team for this. You can do this by yourself. I used to do this without my team when we were just small. So you can then write down what are some themes for each month. That's how we do it. So for example, if I look back here at our schedule, at our marketing, the content marketing schedule here, for January, our theme was planning and preparation. For February, it was all about time management. For March, it was all about branding and positioning. For April, it was all about copywriting, etc., etc. So this month right now, you listen to this episode, this is all about content marketing. So in this month right now, we're sharing different things on content marketing. So we use monthly themes. It works really well for us because it keeps us focused, and also it helps us map out the whole year. So we already start to think about what are we going to do next month. It already helps us come up with really good content for you. And number three, so let's go to number three. So number one first was decide on what formats you want to use. Number two, come up with topics. Number three is go deep rather than wide. So make sure your content goes deep rather than superficial, because anyone can do superficial. And most people do. Most stuff out there is quite superficial, and that's why you don't read it. People will read your stuff if it goes deeper and if it's helpful. So, you know, make sure you take a stance. Make sure you take a stance on something in your industry and believe in something. And if you do that, if you're not vanilla, if you don't write vanilla content, if you take a stance and you stand for something, you will be more likely for people to want to keep reading your content or watching your videos. Number four, quality over quantity. Now, people ask us a lot, but how often should I write something? And I don't have time to do this once a week. You don't need to. Because there's no point in just pushing stuff out there for the sake of doing it every week or even every day. Rather than doing that, just do maybe a new piece of content once a month, but do a really good job. So quality is way more important than quantity, because it's out there. Once it's out there, it will be out there, and people will judge you based on whether it's really good or it's not so good. So I'd rather you doing less content marketing, but doing really good content marketing, because it's your reputation, it's your branding. You want it to be good. We now, you know, I might have been a little bit less strict in the beginning when we started, but I should have been stricter. We might have, you know, published a few things that I thought, is this okay? And even if you ask yourself that question, is this good enough? It's probably not. Nowadays, if I write something, and I definitely write stuff that I don't publish now, if I write something and I look at it and I go, would I read this and would I be excited about reading it? Would I recommend it? If the answer is no, I don't publish it. And I write most mornings because I write for different publications. And there's definitely stuff that I write that I think is not that good. Or I don't want to say not that good, but it's just not that exciting. I can do better. And if I can do better, then I don't publish it. Or I just rewrite the whole thing. Number five is distribute. Now you've got to distribute your content. And here, what you need to do is you need to repurpose your content. So once you've created, because you've focused on doing something really good, so you've done a good piece of content, now we need to repurpose that piece of content. And how we do that is we basically use the one piece of content and we distribute it across different channels. So first of all, have an insights page. Some people call it a blog page, but I prefer the word insights. Have an insights page on your website where you can publish your content. Secondly, take this same piece of content, if it's good, and send it out to your database. So make sure you send it out. If you have a database, send it out to your database if it's good, because you want to have a way to nurture your database to stay in touch with them. Number three, also publish snippets of your content on social media. So make sure you take snippets of what you are publishing and put it on your social media channels, whichever channels you're using. And fourth, you can also publish, of course, your content on other people's blogs or in magazines or different channels. Of course, it has to be, again, good content so that people will say, yes, I will publish your stuff. So I mentioned before, I write for different publications. I'm a writer for Huffington Post, but that didn't just come, of course, you know, that didn't just fly into my lap. I had to first prove that I can write and that I have a following already. And so that's how you go about it. But even if you don't write for other people, just your insights page, your database and social media is a really good start already. So these are really the five ways to go about it. I quickly summarize them again. So number one, decide what format to use, written, audio, video, come up with topics. Number two, number three, go deep rather than wide on your topics. Number four, make sure you have good quality content rather than quantity. Number five, make sure you distribute your content across different channels so you can repurpose what you're doing. Now, if you would love to come to one of our workshops, you might already know, we run workshops around the world. So we are in Australia now, New Zealand, Canada, the US, Europe coming up soon too. So if you would love to come and meet either myself or Christo or one of our epic partners, to meet live and to learn more about different marketing strategies, we would love to have you join one of our workshops. And you can find out the dates and the locations of these on our website. And the website is basicbananas.com/workshop. That's basicbananas.com/workshop. And of course, if you know anyone else with a small business who would love to learn more about doing epic marketing, then you can also share this with them. Thanks so much again for watching. Thanks so much for listening here on this channel. And I can't wait to see you hopefully over on our YouTube channel or in the next episode.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.